You seen how they are like there. Bigness, but finish. Oh, I got one last note in. Cool. More Glock.
It's a contrast, isn't it? It's a juxtaposition.
It's nice. Mm. What is it about the Glockenspiel that has that?
Jesus, that's a good question. If I knew the answer to that, I'd be a much smarter man than I actually am. So
I don't know what it is. Yeah. There's something about it. It's almost one of those instruments that a single couple of well chosen notes on a Glock will make me well up a little.
I hear you'll make
lacrimose, emotional.
Well, I hear you'll do other things to me too besides well up. So.
John Allen, a man. Sexually turned on by those melodic percussive instruments, it seems to me. That from the album Songs from the Year of Our Demise. John has been, you've been gigging over here, and you're just on the way home now?
Jeez, yes, I mean, I'm like right on the way home. I'm going straight to Heathrow.
We've
after
caught
this.
You on the way to the airport, which is kind of sweet. Mm. Thank you very much for taking the time out to come see us.
Glad to be here.
Dude. So, how long have you been away from home for?
Just about 5 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just Europe?
Just Europe, yes. I'm going to Australia in February and coming back to Europe, but I did the States, I don't know, May through, like, July of this last year and did about, you know, like, I don't know, 26 shows in the last 30 days in 11 countries. Dun-da-da-da.
How much of a control do you get over your itinerary?
I have pretty much final say of it, actually. Yeah. I'd rather work. I'd rather be out there not having days off. I think the last one I did was 11 or 12 shows in a row. You get tired. It gets kind of psychedelic. But, you know, sleep deprivation is it's what keeps you going on the road, to be honest, you know.
It's
particularly if you're, you know, if you're like a clean living fellow like I am these days.
But surely that is a good thing. We can't all be Ed Harcourt.
No, exactly.
Who you have been doing some shows
Amen,
with.
Brother. Word. Word.
Yeah, you with what was it you were doing with Harcourt?
I did a show in Malmo.
Yeah.
And I did a couple shows with Juliana Hatfield, and all in Sweden. And I did a show with some fellas I'd never heard before, but actually really liked the I Am Klute.
Yeah.
I played with them in Amsterdam at the Melkweg, and they were great, and it was a great show.
Yeah.
So really enjoyed it.
It must be absolutely delightful to be able to get away from him and have a tour that just does take you pretty much everywhere in Europe. Just
it's
marvelous.
Cool too. It's because it's just me and like you know I play in bands usually and it's a lot of fun playing in bands. I'm playing some good bands I think, but I gotta say
just a couple, John.
Just a couple. Thank you very much. I'm so modest. I realize, but it's so nice to just do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want. With whoever you want.
Yeah, but this is where with the solo project.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the degree of autonomy. This is something that I come to with artists quite often. It's that control of something. It's the thing about music is, you know, as people know, quite often it is something that you know, can get wrested away from you. It must be quite important to kind of keep a grip on things.
I like the sound of that, too.
Thanks.
yeah, it's great, you know, and it's small what I do. It's like a giant cult coffee shop tour or something like that. I'm not talking about the kind of coffee shops they have in Amsterdam, but, you know, just a nice singer-songwriter tour, and it's just really direct.
John is turning
easy.
Europe into the East Village.
Mm, indeed.
Venue by venue.
One venue at a time.
Hey, one of the things, one of the favorite things about this gig for me is when people bring in new music for us. You must tell us all about the Starling Electric.
Ooh, Starling Electric. I hope they're excited. I hope I can get a copy of this and send it to them. MySpace. Mm. You know, can't say enough things about MySpace. Hated it at first. My wife actually set me up with an account. 2 months later, she gave me the keys, the passwords to it, and totally hooked. I met these guys on MySpace, and man, their record is awesome. And about a month or two after I got their record, Robert Pollard from Guided by Voices got their record and liked it so much, so he took him had him open a few shows for him in the States. And they're just 20-year-old kids living in the woods in Michigan making like Beach Boys records. It's just crazy. It's really crazy. So
I can only approve.
Yeah.
This is the Starling Electric. This one's called Campfire, isn't it?
Indeed.
Okay.
today.
Let's say you were forced to make Pet Sounds with no money. I think it would sound something like that. Wow.
Yeah,
that is...
if Pet Sounds was made in a white trash apartment in America, you know,
great.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like they've fashioned their own chimes there out of just bottle tops. Everything they drunk for the last 6 months, they just kept the tops so they could do that effect at the end. That was fantastic.
Yeah, you got to hear the whole record too. It's really amazing, really is. I highly recommend it.
Marvellous. The Starling Electric, that band are called. The album, John, is called?
It's called Clouded Staircase. It's a... concept record of sorts, I guess. Anyway.
You reckon?
I reckon. Word.
It's weird. It's because it's, on occasion, you know there are these times when you feel this nagging sort of desperation about the direction the music's going in, and then people will do something like that. Stuff
will
come along.
Here's weird, too. It made me feel like, I mean, I'm way too, like... old and like kind of world weary at this point to ever like make something like that fresh again. When I heard it, I was like, wow, that's like, has that freshness I remember having, and I really admired that. And it's so cool that you can just like, you know, open up a friend request on like MySpace one day and find like that kind of a record, you know. It's just amazing to me.
Marvelous stuff. You're going home. Plans for when you get home. What are you doing when you
Ooh, I got to finish up a bunch of stuff for some people. I've been promising to finish up a couple records. I got to mix, and I have until New Year's to get both of them done.
That's a very busy December. That's not much of a Christmas for Hour.
Indeed, but I do have February in Australia to look forward to next year. 9 shows down there, so I'm looking forward to that.
Which is, I'm trying to think. That's kind of the bang on time of year. They're awesome, isn't it? Just coming into February
is actually going to be pretty darn hot down there. It's going to be toasty. I think after being in the 4 dates I just did in Finland, though, I could use it. I think I'm still thawing from that. So
I've been to sort of Scandinavia for the first time this year. How cool are those people, man?
I love it. I gotta say, they really are. Where'd you go?
Copenhagen, Stockholm.
Well, there you go. You can't go wrong.
It's just absolutely delightful.
Absolutely. 100%.
It's I don't know why it is that I've left traveling. So like the thing is, I have kids. I've got like a 16-year-old, and so 16 years of parenting, and now I'm like suddenly hitting what is in my 40s, my college years. I'm now starting to travel around Europe like some kind of, and I haven't even got an album to promote, and I've been on tour this year. It's the only way to live.
Well, now you can finally go to the Galapagos Islands like you've always wanted to, Phil.
Have to.
So I have to.
Have you been?
No, but. I'm doing a 2-week tour there in July 2008.
But let's make room for that. Let's put it in our tour schedules. You don't need an opening act poet, do you? Because man, if I've got a year to work up a book of poetry, I can't.
You said the magic word poet, and yeah, I got room for you. I got room for you.
Yeah, we're always work together. So home, mixing 2 albums. Mm-hmm. How about next year, Australia?
Australia, come back.
How far do you plan ahead, John?
Months, 6 months ahead.
Do you not like going any further than that? Does it then get a little bit kind of...
You can't really. I mean, you can predict, but you can't plan, you know? Yeah. It doesn't work out that way. at least not for me.
Yeah.
You know, but it's pretty funny. Whenever I think there's not going to be much going on, like suddenly something appears, and I think pretty much until summer's figured out, and then I'm sure as soon as the new year hits, the rest will all come. The year will be booked away.
It'll start. It's,
yeah. But I like a balance though. Like you know, I got a family. I got a kid. And,
yeah.
You know, I like to. I like to do a little bit of it all, make sure it all kind of gets its fair share if it can, you know? So I'm not, like, gone all the time, I'm not making records all the time, and I'm not at home all the time. It's a nice, kind of keeps it all fresh.
Yes.
Word.
Maintaining the balance is what John Aaron is
I'm
all about.
I'm a Libra, yes.
It's the scales.
There he goes, the scales, yes.
He can't help himself.
Can't help it.
It's just in there. Mm. Anything, is there anything you've not done you want to do so far? Because it's been a great, man, you know, the poses, you do some work with Big Star, you know? Is there anything, what is there left for you? This solo stuff's great as well, you know.
I'd love to work on a William Shatner record. That would be fun.
Mm.
Which I actually did.
Well, you already done that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't count.
No.
You know, this is sound really horrible for a musician to say this, but I'd love to direct someday, like make a film.
Yeah?
How pretentious does that sound?
Not as pretentious as I would like to act.
There you go. But I'd love to get into that, so... Yeah, that,
reckon you could. Do you reckon you've got the discipline to?
I think I've got the discipline. I think I got the eye. I don't know. I just it's something that I'm obsessed with besides music. So why not? I'd love to give it a shot. You know,
favorite film of this year?
Of this year?
Yeah.
Ooh, God, a pretty heavy duty film called Mysterious Skin.
I'm just having to write stuff down when Jesus. Hour comes in. It's just, yeah. Just getting you. Yeah, what? Tell us about it.
Oh, well, it's pretty hardcore subject matter involving, it's pretty heavy duty, actually. Mm. And it's not for the faint of heart, but it's a real tearjerker, eye opener. Not for the faint of heart. That's all I'm really going to say about it.
Well, I'm going to look it up then.
Mm.
I have to look it up. Mysterious Skin, the film.
Mm.
Wait, someone will email in now and go, yes, Mimsy stuff. You should see the films I put on MySpace.
So. There you go.
You see, this will be, you see, this is, eventually, I reckon, you know, in a year or so, I mean, if it's not happening somewhere now, you just make your films and put them online.
There you go, man. YouTube and all that stuff, sure, why not? Absolutely.
Mm. Mm. So, all just out there. All just available for all of us. Always a pleasure to see you, John, young
thank
man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Sorry, I'm a little on the phased side.
Man, no, it's okay. We know you've got an airport to get to. Listen, we're going to play another cut from this album of yours. I think we are going with... is it Angelita we're going for?
Angelita.
Sweet. We'll play that. You go home, get some rest, dear boy. I'm saying that. You've got to go and mix two albums. Get what rest you can.
Thank you, sir.
And enjoy your Christmas. My best to you and your family. Power has already, we've already lost him, ladies. He's already on that flight.
Thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Good to see you. All right. Cheers. Thanks so much, John. This is John Hour and Angelita from the album. Go and get it if you haven't got it already. Songs from the Year of Our Demise. Mr. Hour, thank you all.